Margaret and Alan, here we are in the Door Peninsula.
We're in the heart of it. Sturgeon Bay, for many people, is the center. It's the only town of size. There are about 9,200 of us that call this home.
So this is the big capital of Door County Peninsula.
It's exactly that. And for many people, they don't remember that until they dug the canal, this really was an isolated place that you could only get to by ferry.
Interesting. So a real game changer for people accessing the peninsula.
And now there are three bridges. And if you have time and are doing scenic Door County, you come across the old steel bridge, which leads you right to our front door. If you want to go in a hurry, you go over the big fancy bridge that was built 20 years ago. And we are all one peninsula now, about 70 miles long.
And you guys aren't originally from here, right? You came here by choice as grown-ups.
I came here first, it was about 1969, as a visitor coming from Chicago.
Summer holiday?
Just a holiday. And I just totally fell in love with it. I married a man from St. Louis whose family had been coming already since 1920s. Generations, many people from St. Louis would come here. Then there was a lapse when I didn't come for a while, but I was a painter and I'm an artist, and I would come up here and I would go back to St. Louis and paint what I remembered. We've been here about 25 years, but I'm still painting from memory of what I think it is, even though I live among it. Alan will tell you a fun story about how we came to live here.
Margaret woke up one morning and said, I'm glad we're married, but if we weren't married, I'd love to move and have a gallery in Door County. 2 o'clock that afternoon, I called her up and I said, let's do it. And without blinking an eye, she said, do what? And up we came.
25 years ago?
Yeah. Well, we did. We came up that very next weekend. Sounds impulsive, and I guess it is, but it seemed to work for us. We bought, turn of the last century, about 1900, one-room schoolhouse. And that became the first gallery that we owned, which we called Woodwalk, which is a combination of my last name, Lockwood, and Alan's last name, Walker. And Alan eventually was able to get a job here as the executive director of the Peninsula School of Art.
You guys lived in the schoolhouse.
We lived in the schoolhouse, but he, not being an artist, hired me for nothing to be the artistic director, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we were there for about 13 years, and then we bought a wonderful old, large Door County barn. Margaret represented about 50 artists, and we lived about 50 feet away in an old, they call them Belgian house here, because it's 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 30 feet high, a perfect cube. And then 3 years ago, we sold that and moved into Sturgeon Bay in the building we are now, which had been empty for 20 years, despite being the third or fourth oldest building in Sturgeon Bay. And that became our next project.
You've pretty much gotten to home base here on the renovation. It's done, isn't it?
I would say we're done. There's always a list of things that you haven't gotten to. And
the honeydew list.
The honeydew list. Yeah. And, if you put them off for a few months, you start living with it. Yeah. And you think, maybe it's not going to ever happen. I don't know.
Okay, so you're renovated, 1860s classic house. And now it's living on as an art gallery. You have a little theater downstairs?
Yes, Alan is very excited, mostly about puppets. You can hear him talk. But we have a local acting group called Isadora Theater that's already taken shape. We have the Door County Writers that come here and they write poetry or they do presentations. They come once a month and they will write a poem about some of the artwork that's here, which is very fun for me to have somebody write a poem about one of my paintings. It's interesting because often it's not necessarily what I thought. The painting doesn't have to be about anything, but
You're learning.
Yeah. So it sometimes gives me ideas of how people perceive what I have out there. And that's sort of one of the good things that many artists don't get, that I chose to represent my own work rather than just take it to a gallery and let somebody else sell it and deal with customers. So for all of these years, 25 years or so, I have really met the people that buy my paintings, and Alan often is the one that takes it to their house, and we get to see even how it is hung. So it's the communication is like a complete circle.
Exactly. That's wonderful. That's pretty rare.
I feel it is. Mm-hmm. So,
As I look over your shoulder, I see pottery, and I see some other works of art that I don't think are yours.
No. I want myself to just be on the wall. I didn't want 50 other artists, but just this morning, those big pots came. Just about 2 months ago, the mobiles came. And before last year, when I opened the gallery here, the jewelry and this carved pottery was here. But I seem to be collecting people. The sculpture outside is fantastic. And I always say, that's about it. Yeah.
Until next week when something cool shows
something
up.
Something else comes along. Yeah.
But it sounds like whatever comes your way is meant to be and it needs
that's
to.
That's how it feels. Yeah.
It wants to be
and
here.
I like people to see the pottery with the paintings. You know, that's, they help each other. Mm-hmm. Different medias help each other.
And it makes it more of a real destination, you know, because it's something for everybody.
Yes, exactly. And then we have things, where they've put reproductions of my paintings on boxes and on tiles. So then there's something affordable.
I see fabric, prints in your future.
That could be. Now, see, thanks a lot. Here we go, another thing.
We look at ourselves and our place as an incubator. And you can talk about it in a whole variety of ways. You can talk about it, planting seeds, throwing bread on the water, whatever it is. But it really starts with the conversation and listening and letting the building in some ways, or in Margaret's case, letting the canvas tell her what it wants to be. Now, if it were me standing in front of it, it would say, go do something else. But for her, it says, paint these beautiful paintings or open the doors to Isadora Theater or whatever it is that lets people who might not otherwise know each other, who might absolutely think about the world in 180-degree different ways, brings them together and says, talk to each other, talk to each other.
The name of your gallery again?
Well, now this gallery is Margaret Lockwood Gallery, which I will say I don't like, kind of embarrassing. I liked Woodwalk better, but
that's because you're modest.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
The name is always an interesting thing because it's the process of saying that this building that was built in the 1860s is something it never intended to be ever, ever, ever. But that's what it is. It's Margaret Lockwood's gallery.
Yeah, they wouldn't have had a clue back in the 1860s.
Never, never.
One thing I'm proud of is I was talking to somebody who was an artist who's a few years older than me but paints a lot, and he was complaining that maybe he wasn't going to paint anymore because he had so many paintings all over the place, just stacked up all over the place. He's thinking, what's going to happen? And so I guess I did have a little sense of being proud that I don't have a big stack of paintings all over the place, that I have been able somehow to do paintings that people have bought. And another secret is I am willing, if I'm willing, to paint over something. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I don't like it that much. I thought it was good, now I don't. So I do that. And so meanwhile, I guess I'm proud of not having a huge inventory. There you go.
That's good. And Alan?
But we do have a few favorite paintings that are in our house that she just could not stand the thought of selling. That's helped the inventory problem as well.
Part of her family.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now you have to tell what you're proud of.
What am I proud of? I just love the fact that people already look to us as the hub of something. They have no idea of what, but they have the feeling that things are revolving around this corner, which has been empty for 20 years, and they are knocking on our door, making phone calls, saying, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? So they see it as a basket of resources, and they'll take a little of this and a little of that, and so who knows what will happen.
Sounds like an incubator.
Sounds like an incubator. Or a garage.
Yeah.
Okay, for further information?
It's Margaret Lockwood Gallery, 7 South 2nd Avenue, Sturgeon Bay. And it's very easy to find us at info@margaretlockwoodgallery.com. And my name is Alan Walker.
And I am the Margaret Lockwood. Our website is margaretlockwoodgallery.com.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. We'll see you up here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.